Today's daf is Yevamos daf Mem Zayin. We are on Mem Vav Amud Beis. We'll pick up about 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba. We're in the sugyas of Geirus. We had the discussions yesterday. The machlokos amongst the Tanoim. What is crucial for Geirus? And are there two halves of the Geirus process? Is there one main part of the Geirus process along with the background of the other one? Is one a necessary condition before the main mechanism of Geirus? You know, how do they all work together? Another nafkamina for that will be Bedashem on today's daf relating to the order of what happens to in Geirus. But as we know, we have the ingredients that somehow have to work with each other: Mila, Tvila, and Hartzaz Damim, which is a carbon, and Kabbalah's mitzvos also plays a role, though that wasn't mentioned explicitly, really, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. Just one machlokas that we did not get to mention in the last year, and that is Tosfos quotes a machlokas between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosfos and Dibur Maskil de Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos quotes, and this goes to again the core of the of some of the issues of Mila. Tosfos quotes the Bahag, who says a ger that's nizgayer kishahu mahol. But again, somebody comes, and a non-Jew who was circumcised when he was a child, tsarich lahatif imenu dam bris, has to do a tafas dam bris, because that's not considered mahul. That's not considered mila. But on the other hand, the Bahag says, a child that is born mahul does not need a tafas dam bris. That's in one direction. And Rabbeinu Chananel says exactly the opposite. Rabbeinu Chananel says, a ger that was mahul, that had a maisa mila, is mahul, is considered, while a child who never had a bris mila, was just null and void, requires a tavas dam bris. Again, going to the root of what's the mechayev of the mila? Is it a shame arel? And goy had a shame arel. Halachically, a child born with mahul might not have had the shame arel, but never had a maisa mila done to him. Can you count a maisa mila, the physical act of circumcision, retroactively when somebody was not Jewish? So that's Tosfos' discussion in Dibur Maskil de Rabbi Yossi, a very beautiful machlokes relating to these issues. Okay, so let's continue now with Amar Rabba, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Good. Amar Rabba, uvda havi bei Rabbi Chia bar Rabbi v'Rav Yosef masti Reboshia bar Rabbi v'Rav Safar masti Reboshia bar Rabbi Chia. So it was a story with Rabbi Chia bar Rebbe, and the Gemara says were Mosif two other people that were in the story. So what happens with this person? Da'asa l'kameh ger shemal v'lo taval, a ger that had bris mila but that had not got to the mikveh yet, came in front of him. Omer lei, so he says, shoi kanad l'machar v'nit belinach, wait here until tomorrow, and we will then be matzvil you. We'll allow you to go to the mikveh in front of us. So what does that story tell us? The fact that there were a number of people there, and they said, wait till tomorrow. Shma mina tlas, shma mina ger tzarech shlosha. First of all, the fact that the tellers over of the story emphasized that there were 3 people there. Well, it wasn't only him, it was so-and-so and so-and-so also, means that Geirus needs 3, needs to be witnessed by a bezdin. Vishma mina eino ger atche yamol v'yitbol. Number 2, relating to one of the machlokas yesterday, you need, we paskin, mila and tevila. We need both, not one or the other, as we discussed last time, but you need both, mila and tevila. That's what it says. Wait till tomorrow, v'nitbolinach. Vishma mina ein matvilin ger balayla. And number 3, why don't they just do it then? What are they waiting until the next morning? No, must be that we don't do Geirus at night, as we'll see, because it is compared to Mishpat, it is compared to Din. Tosfos notes, Dibur Maskil Ein Matbil, and second to last Tosfos, let's go backwards. The third halacha that we learned was Ein Matbil and Ger Balayla. But there is, Tosfos asks implicitly, but there's a halacha that we know from Sanhedrin that as long as you started a Din by day, you're allowed to finish at night. Maschilin by Yom, v'gomrin by Laila, by Dine Mominus. So Tosfos asks, the Mishpat Ksiv Bey, v'afal pishik far mal, chashiv leket chilas din. Tosfos is noting that even though you should say, well, the process started already. If you already started the process, you already had the meal, let's just do the tefillah now, it's like sof din. So why don't you say that works? Tosfos says, no, doesn't work. Doesn't say why. Tosfos just says, don't think this is like Gemar Din, and you already had Tchilas Din. So that might be a Chiddush in Geirus, or a Chiddush in Mishpat. So a Chiddush in Geirus to say that It's two parts of the process, but you can't say one's the beginning and one's the end. This isn't like, you know, masa umatan, discussion of the process, and then, oh, this is the decision made. This is the end of it, gemar din. Toz says, no, it's not like that. Can't compare that. You're right, in certain ways we say it's compared to a case of din. But don't think that this is the beginning of the process and the end of the process. Maybe they're both, each of them is the entire process. Right? Each one is parallel to each other, but it's not one, and then you do the other. So it says Tosfos, Ein Matbilin Ger Balayla. So it might be, Tosfos says, you don't look at it like that. There is a machlokas we've shown him. What happens if you did it Balayla? Does it work b'di'evet? Does it work with the Eved? The Rambam seems to say it does work with the Eved. If you look in the Ritva quotes both opinions about this. The Ritva thinks it should not work. Did it work? I think it does not work. Why? Since it, he's talking about the tefillah, since that's not only not an end, but that's the ikar of the geirus, ketchilas dinu. It's like tchilas din. Shem danu also balaylo she'en dino din. So the Ritva says, I don't think it's good. And of course, v'rambam zalkas at the yata b'di'eved, v'eino nachon. I don't think the Rambam is right. And again, different days in the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simon Reis Samaches, what do we paskin? But the Ritva is noted to say he does not like it counting at night. This also might relate to, this relates to Geirus, and it relates to the issue of Matzchilin Bayom Vagomer Balayla, that halacha in Choshen Mishpat. There is a machlokas achronim. What does that mean? Why is that true? As long as I start the din Bayom, I can finish it at night. Matzchilin Bayom Vagomer Balayla. The Granat, Rav Naftali Trupp writes, against the Ksos. What does the Ksos say? Well, first we see the Granat. The Granat says, you know why you're allowed to finish at night? Because you go by when you started. As long as you started by day, it's as if you finished by day. Nigrarin achar ha-hatchala. That's the simple interpretation as we would have understood it. You're allowed to start, as long as you start by day, you can finish at night. The Ksos, based on one or two rais, in Simen Vav, in Simen Hay, in the Ksos, in Choshen Mishpat, says no. It's not that as long as you started by day, you can finish at night. No, the halacha is per se. Gemar din does not need yom. Period. Forget the tchilas din. Let's say, says the Ksos, you did everything at night. Everything. Tchilas din, gemar din. Your tchilas din was incorrect, inappropriate. Right? Because you did it ba laila. But says the Ksos, that shouldn't ruin the gemar din. There's no such thing as a gemar din requiring yom. The whole din of din, bayom, is only by tchilas din. That's what the Ksos says here, based on a couple of questions, because he's explaining the Ramah. The Ramah writes there in Choshen Mishpat, Yesh Omrim, Im Aru V'Dona Balayla Dineyam Din. If you judge at night, it's good. And the Achronim try to figure out, why is that? What's the Sfar for the Ramah? So the Ksos says, well, there's no din of having to have the Sof Din Bayom. V'lachay Nir Alani Yaz Daiti, Duguf HaDin Ki Dekoi Koi, Dekashir B'Dievet, like the Ramah says, V'hu, Dekivan De'eno Pasol Ela Tchilas Din Balayla, V'gmar Din Kashir Balayla, Im Kein, Im Avru V'Danu Balayla, Nehid De Pasol Haya Tchilas Din, Dehayinu Amasav Amata, Mikom Akab Gmar Din Dainu Masha Amru Ishploni Atachayiv, Zeo B'Kashiris Min HaTorah, Degmar Din Kashir Balayla. Says the Ksos, but this question, what if they didn't have a tchilas din? They didn't have a masu mata. Bezin just got up and paskind. What's that lachab? At night. Is it okay? So the Ksos says, according to the other approach, like Granat was 200 years after the Ksos, according to that other svara, you would say, no good. You have to at least start by day to be, make it at least as if you finished by day. But the Ksos says, according to me, it's kosher. But it's kosher. It's just a din of sof din. Sof din is not a bibalayla. And that's what the Ksos, the Ramah says what he says. You're right. Even if you messed up and you did tchilas din by yom, that doesn't passel the rest of the process of having sof din balayla. Vilvachad chila. Hayroilo mashiomer es gemar din. Tahasha mashu matek farnase. Vagmar de kasha balayla. Ella, you know, might not be appropriate lachad chila. But either way, for sure, it works. That also might relate to Tosfos' chiddush here. Tosfos Chiddush here that Tosfos is saying that even though Sof Din is allowed to be Balayla, but don't say that's like Geirus. Because again, it might not be anything considered Sof Din here. Right? You want to say, oh, as long as you started by day, whatever you say. Either way, the Ksos says what the others say, By Geirus, you compare it to Mishpat, but there might not be anything called Tchilas and Insofted. It might all be called Din, or at least all compared to, you know, Maisa, Masa Umaton. And therefore, that's why Tosis would say, based on the Gemara, that it does not work. Okay, so the Gemara said you learn three things from this story, that you need in front of a Beis Din, you need to do Mila and Tfila, and you cannot do it by Laila. Machlokas, whether that's in Halacha Le'ikufa. V'neima, third to last line, Shema Minan Nami Be'inan Mumchin. Maybe we should say that not only do you need a Beis Din, but you need Mumchin. You need the special type of Beis Din, the smuchin, the special Rabbanan who got special authority, the experts, because that's who took place, that's who was in the story. So where it says, don't want to iklu. No. Maybe it just so happened that they were all there, but not that you actually need that level of Dayanim. That is the Gemara rejecting the fact that you do need mumchin. Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, ger tzorach shlosha, mishpak sivbe. Ger needs three, because it says, mishpat. It says it compares it to din. There is, the Gemara doesn't get back to this idea of dayanim. Lamaskana, do we need mumchin? Do we need mumchin for a geiris? The Gemara says, maybe you need mumchin? No. No raya. So, well, do you need? Tosfos says yes. Tosfos in the, Tosfos starts on the bottom, goes over to the next, the top of the next column. Tosfos says on the third line of the next amud, today's daf, yim tomar. Tosfos says, how do we accept Geirim today? How do we accept Geirim today in the 1200s, asked Tosfos. Right? We need Mumchin. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos doesn't say, oh, you don't need Mumchin. Tosfos says, we have the halakhic mechanism to allow us to be considered Mumchin. We use the principle of Shlichu Sayhu, Baba Kama, that we, the Dayanim, the judges, or Shlichu Sayu allows the judges to be the messengers, the shlichim of the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, and this spans geography and generations. Right? Shlichu Sayu allows you to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, but also allows you to go from previous generations to later generations. Right? Shlichu Sayu Kavdinan. So we, Bizman Hazeh, how do we accept the ger? Don't you need mumchin? Tosfos says, yeah, it's as if you have mumchin. Shlichu Sayu Kavdinan. We do it kitamash benami b'shili amagarish, like it says in Maseches Gittin, just like we allow certain types of cases, hodos ahalvos, we allow shalotino delas b'fei lavin, derabanan, we allow shlichusayu, we allow it to work so that lenders keep lending money, so to here, we don't want to close the door in front of Geirim, and therefore, we allow shlichusayu. Actually, one can ask, why don't we close the door? We don't go and missionize. The answer is, we don't go actively to get people to become Jewish. But once somebody decides and has Mesiras Nefesh and wants to, we don't want to make it impossible. We want to make it difficult and challenging, and we convince them otherwise, as we'll see today, Bez Hashem. But we don't make it impossible. So that's the important line in Tosfos. But Tosfos holds that you need Mumchin. And the Rashba argues, and the Rambam doesn't mention Mumchin. The Rambam seems to argue. The Rashba says, Beferish, we do not need Mumchin. The Gemara had that Havamina, but you don't need Mumchin. So no problem. Reish Loma Dechi Gemiri Shlosha Gemiri, Mumchin Lo Gemiri, says the Rashba. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Tosfos and the Rashba, Tosfos and the Rambam? Why would you need Mumchin? Well, let's think about this. This is not a Beis Din that's making any decisions, really. Right, Beis Din serves two functions, all different Batei Dinim. The ultimate purpose of Beis Din is deciding things. Right, hachra. But sometimes you have a Beis Din that doesn't really decide things. Beis Din that witnesses. We might call it a Beis Din l'kiyum hadavar. We have Eidus l'biru and Eidus l'kiyum hadavar, so it's like a Beis Din l'kiyum hadavar. So the question is, a Beis Din that's just witnessing something, do they need to be mumchin? Why do you ever need mumchin? The way that Rav Soloveitchik explained this machlokas was, do we say that mumche is an ingredient for psak? Or is mumche an ingredient for the definition of a Beis Din? Because here, you need a Beis Din, but you're not paskening. So Bali Tosfos hold, and he brings other rayas to this. Bali Tosfos hold, you know why Tosfos says you need mumche? Because you need a Beis Din here. You need a Beis Din to witness the geiris. What about for chalitza? What about for, you know, other cases of pidyon, right, redeeming things that you might need a Beis Din for. So Tosfos holds that you need mumchin whenever you need a Beis Din. So you need a Beis Din. That's why you need mumchin. But the Rashba, the Rambam hold that you need mumchin only when you are giving a hora'ah, when you are giving a psak. if you're not giving a horah, so you can have a Beis Din even without mumchin. And therefore, in our case here, by Geirus, you would not need mumchin. Again, there are other rayas for this as well, for the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, do you need to be a mumche to be a zaken mamre? Zaken mamre, the member of Beis Din that got outvoted, that is paskening against, right? So you need a mumche for that. So there are different afkaminas. The Rambam says you need mumche for that, right? Because the Rambam says it's a din of horah. Okay, anyway, let's continue. So that's, if you're going to look at the Salvation, it's quoted there in Rav Shechler Sefer and Eretz Tzvi, in page Rish Chavav. He talks all about this machlokes and the other nafkaminas related. We continue now, second to last line. Tana Rabbanan. Mi Shabav Amar Gerani. Somebody comes and says, hi, I am a convert. I am a ger. Yachol Nikablanu. You might think that we shall accept him. He says he's a ger. So give him Shlishi. Tamalomar Itcha. Bimuchzak locha. Now you only accept people who are your muchzak. You have to know that he is. You have to have some type of a raya. Bimuchzak locha. Ba'veidavi momenai. What if he comes and he comes with his witnesses that saw him a convert or heard about it, as we'll see in the Gemara. Tamalomar v'chiyagur etchager. A ger shall be with you. So there's an inclusion pasuk and an exclusion pasuk. So one is to tell me that he has to have a chazaka. Number two is that Edim would work. Tosfos is printed on the next page. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The only case here is, why wouldn't we believe it? It must be a case where there's somebody who we think is not Jewish. And he comes and says, I'm a ger. If this a total stranger comes to town and says, hi, I'm a convert. So that's the principle of that we should believe him. Pesha asu, pesha hitir. Right, just like if a woman comes to, we have no idea who this woman is. She comes to the city and says, hi, I am a grusha. You should believe her. Because pesha asar hu pesha hitir. She started the problems and she solved the problems. Only if we know about the problem and then she's trying to overcome the problem, that's where we would need to aid them. That's what Tosfos says here. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, didafka bidi yad inan, tahavi ovid kochavim me'ikara. The only time where we have a limit, you have to be muchzak, is if we thought he or she was not Jewish. De'ilo avi adinan mehemin. But if we wouldn't know anything, of course you'd believe this person. Migu di bayamar yisraelani the mehemin. He could just say he's Jewish. I'm a Jew from birth. Right? The fact that he would have that migo. Right? Similar, what does he quote? That Gemara at the beginning of Pesach. Remember that Gemara? Where there was a non-Jew, an Arimian, who was boasting to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I eat the carbon Pesach every year. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira tries to figure out a way that they don't give him. He says, oh, did you ever get from the tail? Did you ever get from the aliyah? And that was a whole setup, because where the aliyah is burned, and that's where they did the research, and they found out who it was. But how'd they believe him? How'd they believe that he was Jewish when he came to Yerushalayim? It must be that he wasn't Muslim guy. He wasn't Muslim guy. That's why he would be able to be believe. The Ramah talks about this in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah talks about this at the beginning of Hilchos Birchas Kohanim. When do we believe people about what they say? There the context is, somebody walks into shul. What do we always say? Kohen, Kohen! Oh, right? And we call him up. We have no idea if he's a Kohen or not. Somebody walks into the shul, but we believe him. We believe why? We didn't know he wasn't a Kohen. Right? If there's somebody that walks into the shul one morning, and he's been in Yisrael all his life, and all of a sudden he says, hi, I'm a Kohen today. Yeah, we got to start asking questions because he's muchzak something else, right? So the same kind of idea. That's what the when are we? Somebody who comes, the Rishon, the Rabbeinu David, beginning of Psachim on that Gemara and Daf Gimel has a long discussion of this. When do we believe people about what they say about their identity? But this is one of the important Gemaras in Shas about it. Right here, where somebody comes and says, "I am a convert." If we didn't know anything about them before, they'd be believed. But if we knew that they were non-Jewish, then they would not be believed. That is Tosfos. Okay, the principle of Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir, obviously is a big topic, which we'll get back to at the end if there is time. It's one of the two places in Shas where the Gemara says, Lama Likra Svarahu. What need a pasuk to tell me this principle of Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir? Isn't it just a Svara, logic? You don't need a pasuk when something is purely logical. Okay, but we'll leave it for now. Continuing the brisa, we're still darshaning this pasuk. Ba'artzechem, in your land, ainli ela ba'aretz. I might think this only gerim accepted in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz la'aretz minayin. How do I know even in chutz la'aretz? Tamalomar itcha b'chol makom she'itcha. with you wherever they are. So the Gemara says, what's the word I was going to say in a couple of lines, what's the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael? It's obvious in many areas. But what does that have to do with accepting Gerim? Accepting Gerim, right, as the Tosfos says, Ein li ela ba'aretz pirish, de mekablin gerim. The afal gab de chovetz hagufi. Tosfos on these sugis of gerus is every tosfos is crucial. Even though it's a chovetz haguf, what does gerus have to do with mitzvah satulias ba'aretz? Right. So what is the connection? So by ribuya, you know, you still need a ribuy to include that gerus can even be in chutz la'aretz. Why? Kiva dechsev ba'aretz, because it says ba'aretz. So you might have limited it. Number one, Gzeiras HaKasav. Because it says the word Ba'aretz, you have to counter that with a limud. But then Tosfos says, Inami Ba'aretz lo chayshinan del mahadri behu. Mishum de'ika shivcha de'aretz Yisrael. It's quoting a line later on in the Gemara. Maybe the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael, there's no worry that they're going to go back at all in the future. Once you become a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, you're always a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, right? You're defined, you feel the kedusha, you feel the identity of Am Yisrael, of the country, and of the nation. So therefore, that's why we have less of a worry of retraction, and that's why that's the Havamina, that we'd only accept Jews in Eretz Yisrael, kamash v'lanat, even in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, but obviously the svaras of the Havamina might not be rejected. Vayter, back to the second line of the Gemara. Imkein matam alomar ba'aretz. So if it's even a chutz la'aretz, so why do we limit it to, why does the pasuk give us the misimpression, so to speak, of Eretz Yisrael? So ba'aretz, sarach lahavi raya. In Eretz Yisrael, one needs to bring a raya that they were niskayer bebezdin. Why, Rashi says in the second line, Shema giv'oni ma'olhu, umishem shivcha de'eret Yisrael u'tekomar hachi u'mashaker. Because of the godless of Eretz Yisrael, maybe he's making it up. Right, it happened once in history already, times of Yoshua ben Nun, the Givonim. Right, so maybe he's lying. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring a raya. B'chutz la'aretz ain't tzarech lavi raya. In chutz la'aretz, no raya is needed. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, tzarech lavi raya. No, you always have to bring a raya. That's the chachamim sheet. That's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. The Rambam sheet is difficult. The Ravid, the Migdal Oz, all of the Mefarshim wonder what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam seems to paskin like nobody. Right? What are the 2 days in the Gemara? Either in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring a Raya and not in Chutz La'aretz, or in both places, you don't have to bring a Raya. The Rambam says, in Herchas Yisur Ebiya, that's where all the halachas of Geiris are, we mentioned that in Hamperek Yud Gimel, says, Aval Misha Bavi Amar, Shehoya Goy, Vinizgayer Bebez, Dineman, Shapesha Azzar Hu Apesha Hiter. That's the Rambam, like Tosas. Bamed Dvarim Amurim Be'eretz Yisrael, when do we say he's believed in Eretz Yisrael? Uba Osen Hayamim, Shechezkas HaKol Shom Bechezkas Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, forget the Shivcha to Eretz Yisrael and the Tosfos' issue about worry about retraction. The Rambam says no. The Chazaka is, most people in Eretz Yisrael are Jewish. That's why you have less of a standard in Eretz Yisrael. Aval b'chutz la'aretz tzarech lahavi raya. But in chutz la'aretz you have to bring a raya. It says the Ravid, the Rambam is going in the opposite direction than the Gemara. The Gemara that says there's more of a reason in Eretz Yisrael not to believe. And the Rambam is just the opposite. There is more of a reason in Eretz Yisrael to believe, says the Ravid. Amar Avram, Shelo al derech halacha hizu. The Rambam is not what the Rambam talking about. And the Migdal Oz, who is always at the forefront of defending the Rambam, he basically has a long piece here struggling. How does the Rambam get there? He has a different girsa. That's always the easy way out. But what is the Rambam talking about here? The Marshal, in his Akdama, to one of his Svarim, even takes the Migdal Oz to task. He says, the Rambam is the Rambam, I know. But still, you have to be intellectually honest. If you have a problem with the Rambam, you can't just say, oh, the Rambam's right, the Rambam's right. Says the Marshal, if there's a problem, you have to say it's a problem. And the Migdal Oz, he jumps, he's a Migdal Oz, he thinks the Rambam is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Moshe Emes V'Saraso Emes. Sometimes you have to, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Rambam. So the Marshal sometimes jumps on the Migdal Oz. You know, this is one place in Akdam, I think it's the Baba Kama, I don't remember exactly. Akdam of the Yamshul Shlomo, I think it's the Baba Kama, where he talks about the Migdal Oz's fascination and the obedience and deference to the Rambam. Marshal says, I agree with that idea, but you can't say it 100% of the time, 90% of the time. But the Migdal Oz here has a very hard time struggling to figure out why the Rambam says what he says. Okay, so let's continue with the Gemara. But that's the we have the at least the direction that the Gemara goes in terms of Raya's. Next line of the Raya, so talking about Bahu Veidavimo, if he comes with his Edim, so then we do believe him, says the Gemara, Kralamali. That's pretty obvious. He has Edim. So what's the chiddush of that we would believe him? Amar Rav Sheshes, the Amri, Shamanush and his guy Bebezin Shoploni. The Edim didn't see the Geirus. They heard the Edim say that we heard we were in such and such a town, and we heard that this person was converted in such a Bezdin. Sakadai Dachamina lo lehim ninhu. You might think that we should not believe him. Kamash Malan, we do believe him in that case. Why do we believe him in that case? The Edim really didn't see the Geirus. Why would we believe him? So Pashas is that it's a Milsa Davidi Ligluye. It's something that they could check out. They could reveal. Why, they could make up a story. Smilza Davidi Lagluye. They could reveal it. They could get it. The idea will be known. Right, where do we have this before in our Masechta so far? Smilza Davidi Lagluye. Right, we have this. Lamites. Right, somebody comes to court and says, I'm the brother. Right, I'm the brother. I'm the Yavam. Ishtamoda Inu. The Sugi of Ishtamoda Inu on Lamitasma Bays earlier. We had it. And we're going to have it later on in the Masechta. In the second half of the Masechta. By allowing a woman to get remarried. Edus Isha. Also, we're going to apply the principle of Smilza Davidi Lagluye. Weiter, ba'aretz. Gzeres akasav, but what's the svar why the pasuk is allowing you to have less? So milsa v'gluye, right? It might be a gilu that it is a milsa v'gluye. You're right. You're saying if it's milsa v'gluye, pure svara, wouldn't even need a pasuk? Okay. Weiter, ba'artzachem, ein liela ba'aretz because always be nine. Tam alamar itcha b'chamakam sheitcha. I v'ha fikte. Didn't you use itcha ready for something else? Chadame itcha v'chadame imach. There's another pasuk. Rashi quotes v'toshav v'chai v'ger v'toshav v'chai imach. Vachachav b'momrim be'baris v'mechutz laret tzarach lavi raya. You have to bring a raya for both. V'elaha ksiv, but does it ksiv ba'artzachem? Hahumi ba'ilei dafilu ba'aretz mekablen geirim. Then now it's in the opposite direction. You might think even Eretz Yisrael you accept Gerim. Saka da dachamina mishum tivusa de Eretz Yisrael kama gairi because of the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, the feeling of the realizing, right? We're in the Holy Land, that we're this God Hashem's land. So you might think that it's bad kavanas fashanami. So that's why even in Eretz Yisrael, right? We also had this discussion earlier about accepting Gerim for the wrong reasons. Again, a lot of Yesodistic sugyas have come up in Yavamis. We paskin lamaskana that as long as the acceptance was true, even if the motivation was not true, so then we still accept them lamaskana. Says the Gemara, v'hashta nami deleka tivusa, and even bizman hazeh where there is no tivusa. What does that mean? There is no tivusa. Rashi says there is no tivusa. There is no Rashi de pasak chalav udvash. What does that mean on the fourth line in Rashi? Right, there's no more chalav udvash here. Right, it's not no longer an eretz avas chalav udvash. It's not as able to be seen. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says we're downtrodden more in Eretz Yisrael and we're persecuted. Right, v'ashem b'dileka tivusa. Still, ika leka shecha upeo maisharani. There's still all these wonderful mitzvahs that show that the obviously, what does this have to do with it? Maybe it's a reflection of the Kalisal Ravim Zelas, the fact that we take care of each other, still, that is the Tivusa. So Kamash Malan, still we say that we accept Gerim even in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Meiri says, you see from this Gemara that these Matanos Aniyim are Halacha L'Maisa Bizman Hazeh. Right? Because the Gemara is saying it. Lekat Shekopeo Maiser Ani is applying that you have that today. But the halacha lemaisa. If somebody has a field today, generally they do not leave lek at shicha upeya. Right? Why? The Shulchan Aruch says Shulchan Aruch says Mishal Amid Beis. We discussed this in Yeridaya. Lek at shicha upeya. Im ein ania Yisrael mitzuyim sham litzlam ein sarach lahanicham. If there are no Jewish poor people that are going to be there waiting at the edge of your field to get the lek of the shicha upeya. You don't have to leave it. Says the Ramah, the Ha'idna, a noggin bahem. Bizman hazeh, we don't leave them. Lefisha rovov de kachavim, yamanichim, yavov de kachavim, yitlam. Right, and the Chazanish also discusses this, and that is, bizman hazeh, even if you want to say the poor Jews, that's not the way they get staka. They don't wait at the edge of the field to collect the payah. Right, we have different mechanisms of staka bizman hazeh. So nobody's going to take it, so there's no mitzvah to leave something if the Niyam aren't going to take it. The Niyam aren't going to get it. It's not like Tevel. It's not like truma. If I feel if I don't take off trumas and maaseris, there's going to be tevel, and I'm not going to be able to eat it. No, if I don't leave peya, the food is in the field is in tevel. If I don't leave shichu peya, and that's why bezman hazeh we generally do not leave it. We have mitzvah staka. In other ways, we know there's no mitzvah to leave it in a situation where it's not going to be taken. So even if you want to say theoretically it's halacha lemaisa bezman hazeh, but it's not left today. Vayter Rabbi Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha bein bars bein mechus la'aretz tzarech la'vi raya. The halacha is you have to bring a raya no matter where. Pshita that obvious what Rabbi Yochanan says. Yochanan v'rabim halacha karabim. It was the rabbanon that said this shita. So of course halacha karabim. Ma'od teima mistaver taimid Rabbi Yehuda the kamisaye le'kroi. But you might say the psukim fit in better because the psukim have a limit to Eretz Yisrael. Pashtos kamash balan we pasen like the chachamim. Period. Tan Rabbanan Ushvatadem Sedek Bein Ish Uvein Achiv Uven Gero. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Dvarim, putting together the word Ushvatatem with Ger in the same Pasuk. Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda, Gershin is Gayer Bebezdin, Hareze Ger. Beinola Veinatzmo, Eino Ger. Another Pasuk to teach me, not just Mishpat, but again, halacha, that has to be in front of a Bezdin. Maisa Be'echad Shabalafnei Rabbi Yehuda, there was a story, somebody who was Muchsak a Jew. He was muchsak a Jew that came in front of Rabbi Yehuda of Amarlo Nizgayati Ben Ili Ben Atzmi. And he says, you know what? I wasn't always Jewish. I converted, but I converted in private. I converted not in front of a Bezdin. He's basically saying, I'm not Jewish. And he's basically saying, or, I don't know what about his wife. Was his wife Jewish or not? He's saying, at least he's not Jewish. Let's assume he was saying that his wife also did this. Amarle Rabbi Yehuda, Yishlacha Edim, you have witnesses that this took place? You have witnesses that you converted in private and you're not really a Jew? Amar Leilav, no, I don't. Yesh Lecha Banim, you have kids? Amar Lehein, he says, yes, I have children. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Leh, Neman Atal of Sol Atzmacha, Viyata Neman of Sol Atzpanecha. You're believed about yourself, you're not believed about your kids. Your kids are fine, upstanding Jews, individuals, right? You're not believed to uproot that chazaka to say that they are not Jewish. Yourself, you're allowed to. Yourself, you're allowed to. The question that Rishonim here ask is, why? So why is he allowed to say that about himself? Somebody walks in, oh, I'm not Jewish. Why is he allowed to say that? He's mukhs like a Jew. Says, and the Rishonim formulated as, Eina de mesam asma rasha. Isn't this an example of self-incrimination? Or is it? Is he saying he did an avera here? Nothing he did an avera. I wasn't Jewish. If that's what he was, that's what he is. It's not Eina de mesam asma rasha. Or is he saying, I've been lying all this time? Ain't nothing makes a possible Russia. So the Ritva says, you don't say that principle, you only say that principle by a Jew. Not by a non-Jew or a potential non-Jew. Right, and that might relate to the sugya. We discussed this a little bit the earlier. What's the svar for Ain't nothing makes a possible Russia? Is it because I'm related to myself? Right, or is it because, my body is not my own? It's a different, svar is why that is. Tosva says here, well, there's another Shas principle. Forget Eina de Mesa Matzva Rasha. There's a principle of, says Tosfos, Shav Yanafshi Chaticha de Isura. And therefore, he is believed to about himself and not believed about his children. Tosfos Ne'eman. Hainu Dafka Bemili Demashvi Nafshi Chaticha de Isura. Avalim Baal Bas Kohen Lo Pasla. Anything about yourself, fine. Right, you're believed about it, right? Similar, we have the principle in Mominus, Hodas, Baldin, Kveidim, Dami. When it comes to yourself, you're believed, Shavi and Afshi, but you're not believed about your children. Maybe from now on, the Meiri says, if you have more kids from now on, you'd be believed about them. Because they never had a chazaka of being Jewish. But about your other kids, so then we say that you are not believed. Okay, this also, the Achronim point out, Tosfos' usage of Shavi and Afshi here, might also tell us something about Shavi Anafshe. There is the Chakira, the Ksos quotes it and others. What is the svar for Shavi Anafshe Chadicha de Isura? What literally does that mean? Somebody comes to court and says, I know this piece of meat is treif, and we know it's kosher. So you know what we say to him? Okay, you can't eat it. Somebody comes to court and said, Pesach Pesuah Wasasi, right? Ksuba Staftes. Okay, you can't be with your wife, but you have to bear the Ksuba, right? You could create Isurim for yourself. But you can't create objective Yisurim for others. Shavya Nafshe. So what's the svar for that? The way it's said in the yeshivas, is it a din ne'emanus or is it a din neder? Is it that we really believe him regarding himself, ne'emanus? Or is it no? We don't believe him at all. But it's like a neder. He accepted to asr something upon himself. Is it ne'emanus or neder? So the Achronim say the fact that we're allowed to split it, regarding him, A. Regarding his children, B. It points in the direction of neder, that it's not really a ne'amanus, because then it would be harder, not impossible, but it would be harder to split it. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So, Rabbi Yehuda says he's believed about himself and not about his kids. Umiyam Rabbi Yehuda abanim lo mehemin. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say that you're not believed? You don't. A father has no ne'amanus about his children. Vatanya, we know from Baba Basra that he does. Yakir, yakir eder lacherim. The pasuk in Kiseitze, yakir, yakir eder lacherim. You are allowed to recognize your children to others. Mikan Amar Rabbi Yehuda ne'aman adam lomar zebni bechar. A person is believed to say, "This is my firstborn son." Ukeshem she'ne'aman lomar zebni bechar kach ne'aman lomar bini ze ben gerushahu o ben chalutzahu. A person is believed to identify the status of his son. So, that's Rabbi Yehuda talking. The Chacham says he's not believed. So question, why does Rabbi Yehuda say here that he is not Ne'aman to say his kids are not Jewish, but he is Ne'aman to say which is the firstborn and if they're Ben Gerushim and Chalutza? So, a couple of answers. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak Achi Kamerlei. Really, this is the pshat. Lidvarecha Ovid Kachavim Atavein Eidus Lovid Kachavim. No, really, Rabbi Yehuda says you're believed. You are believed. But if you're just saying, l'shitascha, you're saying you're a guy? Well, a guy is not kasha l'etis. So the second they say you're a guy, we don't believe you about your kids. So it's circular, but that's what he's saying here. Or Ravina Amar, Hachika Amar. Or rather, this is what he's saying. Hachika Amar Lei. This is what Rabbi Yehuda told him. Yesh lecha banim? Hein. Yesh lecha b'nei banim? Hein. Amar Lei, ne'man ato l'fsol banecha, v'yata ne'man l'fsol b'nei banecha. An even different chiluk. He is believed about his kids. He's just not believed about his grandchildren. B'nei v'necha, that's what he's not believed. Special din of Yakir, he's believed about the status of his children, but not about his grandchildren. So again, you see, for me, it's not really a ne'amanus. The fact that we're able to, just like a power, the fact that we're able to have such distinctions. Right, Tosfos says here, not like the pashas of the Gemara, Tosfos says here, he's believed about the children if there are no grandchildren. If there are grandchildren, he's believed about the grandchildren, and then Mamelo, you have to believe him, not believe him about the children either. When it says Yesh Lecha, he's not believed about the grandchildren, Tosfos says, in the second to last Tosfos, in that case, where there are grandchildren, you wouldn't be able to believe him about the children either. Because you can't split it between children and grandchildren. That's how Tosfos understands the Gemara. You believe about children when there are no grandchildren. That's what Yesh Lecha Bani means. But the second there are grandchildren, then you're not even believed about the children. Tanya Nami Achi, Yerbiyudo, Omer, Neman al Adam, Lomar, Abano Katan, Vino Neman Abano Gadol. What does that mean? V'yab Rebbe Chiyab, Rabba, Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Katan, Katan Mamish, Lo Gadol, Gadol Mamish. What does that mean? Ela Katan, V'yesh Lo Banim, Zeo Gadol. Katan, when he has children, meaning if there are grandchildren, that means he's a Gadol. Gadol, V'yin Lo Banim, Zeo Katan, that means he's a Katan. Fine, so if you could reread that brisa as a raya to this distinction. And we pass like both of these answers. What does that mean? The first answer of Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak was that he's believed totally about his children, no matter what. And the second answer is that he's not believed about his grandchildren. So what? How do you be passing like both? Hahu le'inyin yakir itmar. No, that just means that he's believed about his child is le'inyin yakir. Meaning, you could be mechalik between the believing about Bechor, believing about certain identity, and believing about Jewishness. Right? There's a difference between those two, and that's how you can have a distinction. Halacha l'maisa. Tana Rabbanan, here we go, famous brisa. Ger shebal is gayer bizman hazeh. Omrim lo. If a ger comes to convert today, we tell him, Ma ra'isa shebasel is gayer, why are you coming to convert? Right, we don't try to proselytize. We're the only religion that's not interested. Right, we are small, and that's who we are. We tell him, why do you want to convert? The Yeti Yodea, don't you know, Yisrael b'zman hazeh devuyim, dechufim, sechufim, umeturafim, Yisrael b'analayim. We are the most downtrodden, persecuted nation. Why do you want to be with us? Imamar Yodeani ve'eni kedai. If he says such an act of expression of humility, I know, but you are so special, and I'm not even worthy to be a Jew, really. But he has such humility. Makabelos abiyad. Then you accept him right away. And if not, you do a little more research. But eventually, modian osom mixas mitzvas kalos mixas mitzvas chamuros. You let him know some mitzvas kalos mitzvas chamuros. Umodian oso avon leket shicha upeyo meiser ani. You let him know about these mitzvos. Umodian oso anshan shel mitzvos. You let him know some punishments. And omrim lo, and we tell him, avayodea, you should know, sha'at shlo basa l'mita zu, before you became a Jew, achalta chelev o iyata onish kareis, chilalta shabbos iyata onish skila, there was no punishment, v'yachshav, achalta chelev onish kareis, chilalta shabbos onish skila, it's going to be much worse for you, you realize that. You're going to have much more serious punishments. Says the Marsha, you know what from, you see from this Gemara? Or from the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Remember the Gemara in Hillel? He started talking to him a little bit about even before he converted. Says the Marsha, the Halacha. This Marsha is, it's an obvious kind of Marsha, but it's quoted by all the poskim. The Marsha says, even though there's an Isser to teach Torah to non-Jews, if they're in the process of becoming Jewish, you're allowed to teach Torah to them. Right, that's the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. That's the Marsha over there, and the Gemara right here. Right, you can't convert them before they know Torah. So you're allowed to, as their, the process of learning is, of becoming Jewish, so then you're allowed to teach them. What's the message of mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs chamuros? Why mitzvahs kalos? So I mentioned last night in the Parsha Shir, the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz writes in Maimer Samach Beis, most other religions have laws about major things. Major things. But mitzvahs chamuros, they have laws. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder. Major. Mitzvahs kalos. Mitzvahs about nitty-gritty of life. What kind of religion has halachas about nitty-gritty of life and how you put on your shoes and then how you eat and how you this and how you that? Who has laws about the nitty-gritty, the Mrs. Kalos, how much charity you should, right? So, some major, even some religions have certain halachas, but not so nitty-gritty, prate-pratim. That's what we tell them. You want to come to our religion where every little thing of yours is going to be conditioned and every little thing of yours you're going to have to know be told what to do. That's the Sichas Musar. He says, "Kigam dagoyim b'darchi daitam leishla mitzvahs chamuros kaluma v'siyageha avol mitzvahs kalos ein lohem l'chayei yom yom shalohem ein shem shaychos im datam ve'elohayhem shahavarei heim b'nei chorin lasos kirtzonam ulu masam ish yisrael mukaf b'mitzvahs kalos mirega kumo v'ad shechbo al kol prat al kol tznua yesh halacha b'shochan arech b'levishas begadim hanagas haboker shchiva everything." And that's what it means to be an Eved. So we tell him, you want to buy into this? We appreciate it. But you might not want to buy into it. That's the Mitzvahs Kalos. Weiter. Ukeshem, third line from the bottom. Ukeshem, Modino, so on, Shoshom, Mitzvahs Kalos, Modino, so Matas Charon. But we tell him all the great things also. Omrim lo, havi yodea sh'olam abba, inu asa yelah le tzadikim, vi Yisrael bizvan hazeh, inu michol makabel. It's for tzadikim, and the Jews bizvan hazeh in this world, we can't fathom, we cannot hold our own lo rov tova v'lo rov peronis. We can't hold our own with the goodness of Hashem or the tragedy of Hashem. Obviously the tragedies we can't, but also the goodness. Remember, this is a line from Tainus. This is what Choni HaMa'agal said when it was raining too much. Right, it's too much rov tova also. You know, you're not mispalel against rov tova. But that's the Jewish people. Ve'ein mar ben alav. But we don't go too crazy with him with this potential ger when we see he or she is committed. We're not mar ben alav. Rashi says won't scare them so much that they're going to stop. Ve'ein adakta ben alav. You don't tell them every prat kibel. And after this whole process kibel malanos omiyad. Right, once he accepts, we mal him right away. If you didn't do the mila properly, you make sure you do the mila properly. It's the same exact mila as a Jew, right? Even with tzitzit ma'akvin. Nisrapa, and once he gets healed, matbilon also miyad, then you put him into a mikvah. Even when he's in a mikvah, we again make sure he's has kabbalas mitzvah. So modiyin also mixas mitzvahs kalos, mixas mitzvahs chamuros, tava va'allah, harehu ki yisrael l'chol davarav. And when he comes up, he is like a full Jew. Just one very important machlokas we showed him right here on this Gemara. Sounds like from the Gemara that you do the mila first before the tevila. Because after you heal from the mila, then you do the tevila. Taptosis, mashma, sha'mila kodem tevila. Sounds like the mila comes first. We're going to have a Gemara later on that says a pregnant woman who converts when her child is born, he does not require tevila. Right? What is the Gemara? What are we at Tosis assuming? Well, you know why? Because the tefila of the mother worked for the son. So you see tefila is before mila. Says Tosis, Va'amari, no, shiny hasam da'kati lochazil mila. There you didn't have a choice. There you didn't have a choice. Right? He wasn't roy. Wasn't roy beforehand. But it sounds like from Tosfos that the order is the mila should be before the tefila. Says the Ramban, right here. Tamani, lama majinoso. Do the tefillah first and then the milah. So says the Ramban, v'shem ha-mitzvah lomo v'akach litpol. Maybe the mitzvah is to do the milah first. Inami, since milah is the painful one, maybe you want to do the milah before he becomes fully Jewish. So if he wants to retract before the mikvah, he'll have the opportunity to retract. But then the Ramban has the crucial line, umiyu im tavo v'achach mol hareze ger. Deloshna milah v'tfila, v'loshna tfila umilah. It doesn't make a difference, says the Ramban. So this also relates to the issues of, are there two parts to the Geirus process? Is one a background for the other one? The Ramban says, two halves of the one coin. Right? You can do it no matter what order. If you would need an order for it, then l'chora, that would be because part of it, part of the process is a tznai for the rest of the process, right? The tefillah is a background for the milah, or vice versa, either way. But that's an important discussion in the Rishonim. We'll have to get back to that on Daf Ayin Ches later on in 20 Blot. Says the Gemara, that's by a man. Isha, Nashim Moshivo, so Sabamayim at Savara, but by a woman, the women put her in the mikvah. Visheta Bilchachavim, Olam Labi Bachut, and two men stand on the outside. Umodian Osa, Mixas Bissas Kalos, Mixas Bissas Chamuros. And they also let her know. There's a discussion in the Rambam and others, what exactly the men do. There has to be a Bezdin, even by the Geiris of a woman. What actually is done, so that's obviously, if you look in the poskim exactly, there's obviously halacha of tznius, separate from the that applies here, even if though a bezin has to be there. So what does a bezin do? What does a bezin have to see? That's discussed halacha lamaisa. Echad ger ve'echad eved meshuchar, and the same thing applies by a ger, or an eved that is becoming Jewish. Ubamakam shenida toveles, sham ger ve'evad meshuchar tovlin, same halacha as a mikvah. V'kol darvish ha-chotis betfila, chotis beger ve'evad meshuchar ubanida. Same halacha as of the mikvah and of chatzitza. Period. Omar mar, ger shaval is gayer omimlo, when somebody comes to convert. It's interesting, it's a ger shabal is gayer, not goy shabal is gayer. And it's also ger shin is gayer kan shen ol adami. We don't say goy shin is gayer. I once saw, because something that's converting retroactively, we're not allowed to see them, that even their beginnings were on their way to becoming Jewish. So it's ger shabal is gayer. Omrim lo mara isa shabas is gayer. Why do you want to be Jewish? Umodim also mixes Mrs. Kalos, mixes Mrs. Chamuras. My taima, why do we give him a difficult time? Di parish nifrosh. Because if he leaves, he leaves. Tomer bichelbo, kashim geirim liyisrael kisapachas. Geirim are difficult to Jewish people, like a sapachas. Right? It's difficult to a Jewish people. What is it? How is it difficult? How are they difficult to the Jewish people? What's so bad? What's so difficult about them? Five pshatim. Tosfos here quotes four different pshatim. Why are they like a scab to the Jewish people? Tosfos says, maybe they're not Bakian and we learn from them. Maybe they're Kaisal Ravim Zelazel, we're responsible for them. Maybe they don't have Yichus, right? Maybe it's hard not to take advantage of them. Those are the four pshatim here. And then if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim, there's another pshat, and this is quoted in Tosfos and Kiddushin also, maybe just the opposite than all the other pshatim. They make us look bad sometimes when they're more makpid about things than us. Than a Jew born from birth, right? It's all different days. Right? They had this by Bali Tshuva also, right? Sometimes they make a Jew from birth look bad. Okay, Dichsid, back to the pasuk. V'nova ager aleihem v'nisbechu al beis Yaakov. So you see the word sapachas in there. Umodino so avon lekat shicho peo meiser ani my taima. Why do you Dafka use these examples of money mitzvos? Because we know when from Maseches Sanhedrin, non-Jews, there's no halacha of pruta, because they're makpid even on less than a pruta, and the halacha is if they steal, they're chay misa. There's no even asharis there. So we tell them about if people are going to come into their field, we don't want them to go crazy and realize that it's not gezel. Is a halacha of lechet shicho peya umayser mayserani. So the Achronim point out, this is a ger who's converting, and we're worried about he's gonna kill somebody. Okay, amazing how there could be a slippery slope. They marbet alavim adakta gnalav. Amar belazer mikra dechsiv. Once they show that they want to come, so then we push them, but then we don't push them away totally. You know that from, of course, Rus. Vaterikim misa metzas hila lechesita vatechta ladabrei leha. Nami finally says, fine. Amr la, asulan tchum Shabbos. You want to be with us? There's a halacha tchum Shabbos. Bashar telchi elech. Asulan yichud. Bashar talidi yalin. Ubufatina, and sheish mitzvos, yudgimal mitzvos. 613. Amechami, Aslan Avodas Kochavim, Elokayach Elokai, Arba Misas Nimshu Lebezdin, Bashar Tamusi Amus, Base Kfarim Nimshu Lebezdin, right, different areas of burial, Vishame Kaver, Miyad, Vateraki Misamethesi, Vagomer, so she stops complaining and she allows her to come. Kiba Malanoso Miyad, Maitaima, Shuhuye Misvalomashinan. Once they're ready, and once it's nothing that's holding us back, then we'll mal them right away. Shihuye mitzvah lo mashina. We had that earlier, if you remember, by Yibam also. We don't delay. We will, okay, we've spoken about that principle also in the past. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Nishairu on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.